Good afternoon.
Bring back Dean. Let's try that again. Bring back Dean. I need Dean here. I can't be taken.
Dean doesn't do the intros.
Hey, neither do you.
He does the songs.
Yeah, I do.
All right, introduce it. Go on. You're quite good at it.
That was awkward because you don't know if it's afternoon when they're listening to it, but you don't know if it's morning or evening.
That's why you say good morning, good evening.
You just say, afternoon. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading this podcast. Thank you guys for being here to do said podcast. Are we ready to play? Would you rather?
It'd be nice if you actually meant that.
Of course I mean that. It's the only time I fucking see you.
I know.
Ooh!
That's fucking harsh, isn't
it? Ooh!
John, it's been months and I've been going, right, we need to meet up, just go to the pub, have some meal. Don't even have to get drunk, just a couple of hours, just to chat, catch up.
Yeah, I'd love to, right, but
I'm too skinny to be like, I'll get it. I don't want you to get it. I don't want you to... Put your hand in your student pocket.
It's your money anyway, as you keep fucking saying, so...
Well, he works for it. Right, go on, cut on.
It's Simon, you're here, aren't you?
Yeah, hello!
John's here, aren't
hello.
You, John?
Hello.
Sam's here, aren't you, Sam? Yeah. Dean and Graham aren't.
Is that Snapchat?
Yeah, that's Snapchat.
I bought my iPad in, didn't I?
What is that like?
What do you need your iPad for?
I don't know. I bought it with me, but...
Anyway, who wants to go first?
Right, I'll go first.
Good start there, John.
Would you rather have no... I don't even know what I'm laughing for. Have no one turn up to your funeral or no one turn up to your wedding?
Well, you're not going to care if it's your funeral.
I know you're dead.
I know it's the thought of it, the idea that no one even gave a shit.
Exactly, no, like, I mean, obviously your family...
Are you foreseeing the future, are you, John?
I don't know.
Well, people came to your wedding, so they're not going to...
Oh, yeah, no one's going to be my best man at my wedding. Because I don't have my best friend. So, it's a bit...
Why? Why? I've just been sat here moaning that I never see you. That doesn't make sense.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm just trying to figure out if I can have five best men.
Fucking hell.
Five?
Two, three, four. You can count to five, brilliant!
Who's the other one?
Who have you got?
John.
Mm.
Graham.
Mm.
Dean.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
Sam.
Sam?
What's wrong with Sam?
Sam's not going to be your best man, is he?
He's been part of my life since he was sat on that toilet and he couldn't wipe his own ass. Yes. Sam.
He learned to do it before you.
Yeah, you did.
Right, so would you rather have no one turn up to your fucking funeral or no one turn up to your bastard wedding? There you go.
Sorry, well, that weakens... I don't even want to be one now. Weakens the whole thing. It's like, you can't have five best men.
What?
You can have three bad men.
Well, hang on, John had a best
John,
man.
John managed to have a wedding without any of us.
Being I know, there. Yeah.
I didn't even know you.
I think you did. It was there the night before the wedding. I did know you.
Well, I didn't know you.
Dad. Well, yeah, whatever. Well, that's going to be the excuse you don't become best man. I'm going to have someone from work or something.
Would you rather?
Back on task.
No one at my wedding, no one at my funeral. No one at my funeral, because I'm dead. I won't know.
I won't practically know. Like,
it would be awful to think that, like, no one cared, but...
I mean, you might be, like, a ghost, and foreseeing everything, like,
but I don't believe in ghosts, so... Eh? I don't believe in ghosts. Oh, so if I can see it. Now that puts
let's say you can actually see your own funeral, okay? You've risen from your dead body as a spirit and you're actually looking at the
funeral.
Well,
that changes it. Right, okay. Right, if that was the case, it would be the I'd want no one at my wedding, and because I'm hoping my wife's going to be at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, no.
She's going to be pissed off of getting wed, though, wouldn't she? I mean, my future wife.
Right, okay. Let's clarify. So... Who would you rather not? What would you rather not anybody turn up at? Right? Okay.
Anybody, even your
Your wedding. Okay. Your wife is going to be there.
Right. Okay. So my wife's there.
Or
and the vicar.
Your funeral.
Is the vicar there?
And you're out of your body.
But is the vicar there? I can still get married. Yeah. I'm still getting married. Yeah. Simple
I'd
question.
I don't want to clarify a third time, do I?
Simple right. question. I'm so, actually getting married, though.
Yeah, you are.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That'll be all right. That's all right for me, then.
Right, okay, so...
At the end of the day, if my wife's there, my partner.
Your
there.
Wife, your vicar, and fucking you, at your wedding. Okay, and then your funeral, you've got the out-of-body experience, and you can see the ceremony.
What if I've ordered a car and they don't...
Would you rather have no one turn up to your funeral or your wedding?
I'd rather them not turn up to my wedding and come to my funeral. If I can see it. If I'm dead and can't see it, then my funeral.
You're dead and you can't see it.
Right, okay, yeah. I'd want people to come to my funeral, please.
Right, okay. Simon, fucking hell.
So,
my funeral might be sooner than there. Before the wedding.
I was going to say it.
What if I die before my... What if I never get married?
No, you do. You will get married. You will get married.
Am I getting married?
Fucking hell. Well,
news to me.
For this, would you rather? Yes, you are. Right, so...
definitely the wedding.
Not turning up
at the wedding. You're going to get married to your wife, so that's the only person that you really care about, isn't it?
Not really. No. I'd be a little bit naffed off if you lot didn't turn up.
Exactly. We're going to do it like for the after party.
Hey.
Well,
you know exactly what you're going
to
do.
Okay, after the after party, before you have sex with your wife.
Fish and chips.
Who's cooked the chips? No one.
Chippy.
No one's there. No one's anywhere.
Oh, well, hang on now.
You could just wander into a pub and then there'd be loads of people there, wouldn't there?
Yeah. We've just got married.
Does that mean there's no one in the pub? There's no one anywhere. Because you could go and find another party and make some new friends. Genuine friends who don't abandon your wedding.
So you don't want you're not bothered about people turning up at your wedding?
Well, you can no, not re- well. Of course you would, but
the thing is, though, it's because it's quite funny to say this. Like, because I've seen news people, especially like the old war veterans, that have had a funeral and no one's been there, and then it takes like people to rally up on Facebook, and there's been a couple in the last.
That meant someone had been there because someone's done that.
I know,
Facebook.
But if they hadn't, no one done that Facebook. That would.
Yeah, there's bound to be people who've died and never had a funeral.
Exactly.
Not loved, like forgotten about.
Mm. I think I'd rather be remembered rather than.
Probably be me.
Is it wrong to say celebrate? Because you're not celebrating a wedding, are you? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're celebrating a new chapter in your life.
Yeah,
aren't you?
And you're celebrating life at a funeral.
Oh, yeah, what I'm trying to say is.
I can't believe how crazy this is.
Oh.
It's one simple question. For fuck's sake,
John. How do you know when? How do you know when the grass is climaxed?
I don't know.
After it's mown.
Ah!
Hold on. Sam. Wait, what was yours? When
you said mown, and it reminded me.
When, because at the wedding, I'd have to be in front of everybody. I'd have to do the first dance and everything in front of people. There's no one to watch you.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, if you don't, no one watching what? You do your first dance.
Why would you want? Of course, you want to see like people to see that. Like,
how was your first dance, Jack?
Music went off, didn't it?
Did it?
Yeah, his amp went. Oh, it was in the second song after that. What's that mix? Our major, it went off.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. Not the first dance, I would have punched his fucking head in.
Well, it was still. It was that mix.
To be honest, I didn't even notice at one point because I was busy talking to people. And then I think it must have been about.
It was very, very soon after the first dance. It was still. Because our major was CD, didn't I? With
Yeah.
Your first dance, the first dance version. And then there was another song that went on after that, and that's when it went off.
That was fine, the first dance was fine. Because I remember speaking to like, people around like the tables and stuff. And I remember thinking,
where's the music?
Yeah.
I actually fixed it when he wasn't there. We got it back going again, didn't we? You remember? You can't remember?
I was pissed.
Well, you weren't there, were you saying?
I wasn't invited.
No. But I got it going again, and he got back with his new amp, and the music's playing, and he was like, oh. So I think he just overcooked it.
Right, oh. Cheers to the wedding.
Actually, yeah. No, I'm changing my mind. Because the wedding's meant to be your best day of your life.
It doesn't have to be.
Well, it usually
it's kind of like one of
and it's not going to be the best day of your life if there's no people there. But your funeral's not going to be the best day of your life.
No. But you want people to celebrate your life. You want to know people are going to miss you. Yeah. And
well, you could know that in the end. You just know in the morning. Well,
that's a pretty shit way to go, though. If that's going to be a last memory, like your last thing you see in your life is nobody cares.
Yeah, when you're gone, what are you going to remember?
Bear in mind, right, you're dead, but you're out of your body. Yeah. So you have to see the ceremony.
Yeah. Who's burying you then?
No one.
Just stand a box forever. I guess the people who work there are there, yeah? Right, yeah, so I've said, I know what mine is, yeah, so, yeah.
Right, okay.
What was yours? It's just deflated. John's deflated. He's on the floor. John! Sam, get the pump.
I don't know.
After that, we just argued for half an hour. He couldn't even himself.
It's so refreshing.
I think funeral.
Which would take what? Like, no one there?
Yeah.
Why? So you wouldn't mind like all those lads down the pub having a pint you fucked off? Well, not you can't be.
We don't care. Simon's at work. I'm watching a movie.
Hang on.
What?
2 seconds.
What?
Yeah. No. I'll be. I think I'll be gutted if no one showed up at my funeral.
You've already had your wedding anyway, so you're alright.
Because it'd be like, well, nobody really gives a fuck about me then, do they? You know?
Well, no one really gives a fuck about you when you're wedding. A lot of people
tend to be
very few people don't go to weddings, just like your closest friends and stuff. They didn't show up. But okay.
I mean, if I've got the out of body experience and I'm looking at my ceremony and I've got fuck all there,
yeah.
I'll be a bit.
I'd be seriously pissed off, right, if you didn't turn up for that wedding.
I'll tell you what, guys. I'll tell you what. I would go one step further.
It's coming.
I'd be like that on Satan's door. Recruit me. And I would piss off a few people. I'm telling you now, if nobody turned up my funeral. I would.
Right, good. Okay. Can I do mine?
Yeah.
Mine's similar, actually-ish. Would you rather never be loved by anyone ever again? So no one will ever love you.
Mm-hmm. You know what that feels like, don't you? Go on, carry on.
this is why this one means a lot to me. This first, quite
cold.
Not for him. He's got a dressing going on.
It's difficult this game because he's trying to find something that would equal that. So every time you have sex, you get pregnant.
You get pregnant.
Yep.
Even if you're a man.
Yep. You have to push it out your bum.
Have your bum?
I've just done that about 35 minutes ago.
Yeah,
to be honest,
I made it crying.
There's more than one.
Drowning in the bottom of the toilet. Never loved ever again. Okay.
Can't be bigger than you when you drop the kids off.
I guess you could. Well, can you have friends if you never loved?
Mine was a litter.
Yeah. You'll only have work colleagues, maybe people you don't. But you'll never be loved. Like, no, but I think you do. In a weird way, love is also friendship.
That's it, Sam. Ask in depth questions.
Yeah, go shoot
fire. In depth. Go on. No, don't stop there, mate. Go on, carry on.
Friendship is also partly love, isn't it? Like,
depends how you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to say that I love.
There's a fly.
I'm going to get a backhand.
I'm not ashamed to say that I, like, you know, I actually feel like I love, you know, Dean.
What a cunt. John, can you just hold that one? I don't want to scratch the.
But I think your friendship's partly love, so it all, you've got no one you're close to, no one you can tell your stories to, secrets to, trust in, so no one's ever really going to come to your wedding or your funeral.
This is you.
It's a bit like celebrities, really, isn't it? Yeah, who can you really trust?
Well, they'll still have people that love them, parents.
I know.
You can't even love your parents, parents. You won't love your grandparents. Yeah, I wouldn't have anyone to stare right now.
I don't want anymore.
Or, every time you have sex, you get pregnant. And you have to deal with your whatever situation.
Just don't have sex.
That's...
Yeah, well, we're,
okay, if it's that simple, John.
If no one loves you...
It's your life, anyway.
If no one loves you...
Safe sex.
They're not going to have much sex with you.
You're never going to have sex, anyway.
So...
Sam might be onto something here.
Yeah. If...
Well, no, you could have a prostitute. They don't love you. They just do it for work. So you could still do it like that.
Just make sure you wear condoms.
You can't. You get pregnant no matter what.
No matter what?
Yeah, if you have sex, you get pregnant. You've got no...
Hang on. So we're talking about, like, if you have sexual intercourse and you don't finish?
No, you're still going to... If as soon as you do any kind of sexual activity, you're going to get pregnant.
Right.
Even if you have a cheeky...
Can it stack?
On your own, you get pregnant.
Can it stack?
Can it stack? Just keep getting... What?
If you do it less than 9 months...
Get pregnant 9 times.
Yeah.
No, 10 times. 11
yeah,
times.
It takes 9 months, so...
Yeah, okay.
Every 9 months.
So you run that risk.
Bigger and bigger and bigger.
You run that risk. So, like, literally, all right, fair enough, I'm pregnant. Mm. So then just go out and fuck what you can. With that 9 months, you're fine. You're not going to get pregnant again, are you? While you're pregnant.
All right, then. But you show a lot sooner. Maybe you're pregnant for, like, 4 months. So it's much quicker. The next day, like, you've already got a bump.
A lot of adoption papers to fit in there.
I'm thinking Christmas is going to be a fucking nightmare. That's what I'm thinking.
Not in your life. You wouldn't even you'd
make a lot of money.
You wouldn't have a child yet.
Make a lot of money with adoption and stuff. People who can't have babies. You could just sell them.
I don't think you're allowed to sell babies.
Well, why not?
It's illegal.
Well, you're not going to sell. I mean,
you put them on the adoption.
Why not?
Not sell babies, but you know.
Black market.
I don't recommend that.
We don't condone here at Popcornography selling babies.
Trust me, it's hard to do anyway.
Oh, I've still never got rid of that court case.
I'm just going through mine now. Twice.
So, answers.
It's a difficult one.
See, I couldn't be bothered to fucking keep having kids out my arse.
No, especially out my arse. I mean,
nah, sex on.
Have you ever tried pushing there, in
yeah, but there you go.
Shit,
or do that or anything.
But there you go. I mean, you've still got people who love you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You've still got people who love you, though. So, I mean, I'd rather go celibate for the rest of my life
and have
people who love me than not have anybody who love me. So
it's like having your penis chopped off, basically.
So you'd rather have kids?
No, I'd rather go down. I'd rather choose that option, but I would stay celibate.
Yeah. Okay.
It's certainly. Apart, however,
could you think that would be the loneliest life in the world?
I'd have the
snap. I'll have the testicles taken off.
Well, no, you still get sperm.
No. But the
just
urge,
cut your cock off.
The urge of
put your cock off.
Well, I'm not going to go through a transgender sexual change. Just because I can't have sex.
Well, you could have it a few times in your life if you want kids.
Yeah, it would make that process a lot less.
Yeah, exactly.
Tedious, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And it only lasts for fun.
Yeah.
The 9 months, because fucking 9 months drags, I tell you.
In maternity leave as well.
Doesn't it, John? I've been through it fucking 3 times.
It'd be pretty painful.
I've been through it 3 times.
Pretty painful.
Before finger Sean.
Pretty painful shitting out a baby, though. Because we haven't got a spready bit, have we? Simon probably wouldn't have a problem.
Trust me.
The times you got.
And the rip as well. So like
it'd be hanging on for dear life after the first month, probably. Just
trust me, every month.
It'd be like a water slide.
Yeah.
Nine pounder every morning.
So. If you haven't won it every 4 months, it'd be massive, wouldn't it? Yeah, I couldn't live without love, so. Let's see.
So, yeah, you.
Sam?
You'd rather get pregnant.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Okay, good.
Simon.
So I'll pregnant.
Oh, Sam, do you want to go?
Sam. Forgot my would you rather have sex with a goat?
Stop back, hang on. Stop.
Sorry. Have sex with a goat secretly
Right.
Once. Or have no sex with a girl, but have everybody think, everybody in the world think you that you've had sex with a girl.
There's no way they can find out you've had sex with a girl, then.
If you tell them.
See, the Welsh have a problem, don't they? And they haven't actually done it.
Well, they're sheep.
Some have.
Sheep, goat, same thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, now it's just a stigma that they just laugh off. Like, yeah, oh, we're sheep shaggers.
Yeah, but you...
So, yeah, you're asking, do you want to be Welsh?
I'm not saying do you want to be Welsh, I'm just saying that
if
they...
Have you got any Welsh listeners? They just apologise. They just sincerely like, for... His comment of his own, nothing to do with popcornography.
I don't really want to stick my penis in a goat.
What's it like having sex with a goat, John?
Not what you're saying.
Does it feel alright?
Not what you're saying.
Cold? Well, no, it won't be cold.
Oh, I can't imagine the kick.
Oh, no, just tie the fuck with... Sedate this!
Oh, this is a tricky.
Whoa.
That's rare.
Now you're going on something fucking different then, Sean.
Sedate the fucker.
Good question, this, sir.
You're going to get arrested for a few things there, mate.
Why not? It's in secret, isn't it?
It doesn't matter. It's still fucking morally wrong.
It's in your head, isn't it?
Only oh, you know about it. You're going to tell everybody, aren't you?
You've got to live with it.
You can't tell anyone if that's the rule. It's literally not possible, is it? No one can ever find out.
This,
I don't know why
you'd
want to tell anybody.
Well, this goat is like...
So why does everybody think... Why does everybody believe... They 100% believe that I've shagged a goat. They have no doubt in their minds that I've shagged a goat. Is there some kind of video that's being created? They've got to have undenying...
Hang on. Is it a boy goat or a girl goat? Because I don't want to get a girl goat pregnant.
What?
Well, every time you'd get pregnant by a goat...
You don't know?
No, you never find out.
It doesn't matter, it's a bumhole, isn't it? You know, where else are you going?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
If it's a boy goat, I mean, that's like gay tendencies, isn't it? If it's a girl goat, then...
Someone 100% believes you've shagged a goat.
Yeah, at least you could go. At least it was a girl.
The whole Prime Minister thing with him shagging a pig's head, right? A lot of people 100% believe he's done that now. But right. He's still got a wife.
He only put his penis in it. He didn't actually, like...
Oh, that's all right, then.
How do you know? How do you know there wasn't that little bit of thrust action?
No, exactly.
No,
no.
We weren't there.
But could someone forgive you for it? If they... Do you know what I mean?
By the sound of the question, no.
Well, it depends on the person, still.
Because I'll be like, see, if this was real life, I'll be looking at you thinking, you fucking goat shagging tit.
Every, like, employer would know. Every girlfriend would know.
You horrendous bastard.
Every goat would know.
Every goat would know. Oh, my God. Every goat would know.
Every goat would know. Every goat's a... Oh. I don't know.
What?
Every goat's a goat. No, I don't know.
Anyway.
You Hefner over there.
I think I'd rather just have the goat and get over with.
Really?
Mm. Oh, man.
You're going to stick it. You can't. No.
Penis in a goat.
At least, right?
You have to finish. You have to do everything. You have to literally have had to have sex. If I'm just...
Wear a condom!
Quick. I don't know if that's allowed, is it? It's not allowed.
You and a goat.
You and a goat.
But there you go.
And you have to pop, yeah? It's proper in the
house. It's not a centipede.
You can't just stick it in and out and then...
You have to pop!
So this is
a goat. That would be the most difficult shag.
I couldn't do it.
You'd be there for hours, wouldn't you? Just like, please.
Please just fucking hurry up.
Mind, come on, think of...
Well, that's where you get your phone and you work on port stuff.
Animal
you
know, porn.
You're a valor.
While you're writing it, you know what I mean? You look at that, right? And then you visualise. And you kind of, like, close your eyes and visualise.
The goat's aware.
And then hopefully
the goat will be aware.
I'm so glad that we haven't got a video camera set up here. I'll tell you what on this podcast. So, yeah, I mean...
Okay, so you get some porn out, you just stick it in. It's the whole time it's like...
Yeah, that's amazing.
Sedated, that's what I'm saying, sedated.
No, you don't have any.
It's just you naked.
This poor animal thing.
Yeah, no, what's about naked?
Well, what the fuck are you going to be?
Well, just do that. With your flies. Yeah, just put your flies down and go for it.
John, you don't actually have to fucking get it out. Right, I've got this fucking empty.
If no one's ever going to ever know, I will know. That's the problem.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah,
like, you're, I mean... Like,
but then that whole, it comes back to the whole not being loved. Every time you see a goat, yeah, you're going to be like, oh, God.
Just stop.
Well, but then any time anyone knows you see a goat, that's what they're going
to... Well, just go to therapy then. You're
going to have to... You can't tell them. They can't... They'll never know.
Yeah, hypnotise.
Who's going to hypnotise you and for what reason? You're going to tell them why? You can't.
Do you see, I've got issues.
You couldn't. Let me forget what I did last night, please.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think it's that easy, but.
So, John, you're saying that you would rather fuck a goat.
This is really difficult.
Yeah, but I mean, just
wouldn't you rather just fuck people? Yeah, whatever.
One night and then it's done, though, isn't it?
Exactly.
Like the other one will live with you for the rest of your life.
The goat's not.
Everyone you meet will know you've shagged a goat.
The goat is not
going to be
you know you haven't done it.
I know, but it doesn't matter. Everyone else 100% believes you have.
So you'd rather stick your dick
once
in the goat
than to live with the with people thinking I've done it all my life? Because that would be a very lonely life as well. No, like, how do you... You sit down on a date with a girl. As soon as she sees you, she's like, you've shagged a goat. Yeah. How are you ever going
to
find anyone? How are you ever going to... You know... Unless you just play along with it, go, yeah, I did, but it's done now, so, and I'm normal now, I don't do it anymore, and then she might love you.
No, I don't think that will work, mate. No, I'd rather shag the goat.
All right, I'd stick me cock in a goat.
Yeah, bring the goat. Give us a goat.
Quote of this podcast, I'd stick me.
Give us a goat.
I'd stick me cock in a goat.
I'd rather go with a goat, yeah.
I don't want to.
But basically, right, I mean, I'm not going to actually say what I was about to say there, but you're on a date, right, and you've got the most glamorous, gorgeous girl, beautiful, stunning, big boob, the lot, right? Okay, and then you're thinking, I want to do something with you, but all she can think of, right, you've had sex with a goat. That date ain't going to go so well, she's going to hook up with some other
The other way around, right? She's letting you shag her, and you're there, like, giggling to yourself, going... Ah, this is being a goat.
Is that, yeah. There's a funny factor as well.
The funny factor?
Might be some
repression. Yeah, at least this way.
What type of goat is it?
Chance.
Is it like a mountain goat or is it?
To still lead a normal life.
Ram.
A ram.
Just ram a ram. You know what I mean? That's it, you get on with your life.
Yeah, what are they talking about? Could be a book. A book. Another name for it. Like a
Ramadan
goat thing, isn't it? Book.
Right, so...
Book's a goat, isn't it?
No. So we're going to go for the goat or we're going to go for the other option?
Well, I suppose...
It can also be called kids. Goats can be called kids, can't they?
You're making this work.
That's
not... You're not looking to make the goat pregnant here.
Oh, I'd have to fuck a goat, won't I? Jesus Christ.
Has it got horns?
Horny.
Yeah. So are you a fucking goat? Yeah, Sam?
Yeah, goat.
Yeah, okay. Brilliant, we're all animals. Shaggiest rapists. Simon?
Well.
How do you follow that?
I don't know. I can't get out my fucking head. Right. Would you...
Don't go home until you laugh. Like, the only thing you've got stuck in your head is shagging a goat. That wouldn't go down very well.
Right, would you rather know how you die?
Okay.
Or would you rather know exactly when you will die?
Know how I would die. I don't want to know when I'm going to die.
I think
that would be the worst thing in the world. Like, knowing when you're going to die would be...
Effort.
No, because you just couldn't... You'd just be like... Every day
would be like
20 days left. Like, even like 3,469 days left. Like, it would change your life entirely. Now, if you know how you're going to die,
you don't know when that
it's pointless. Wouldn't know because it wouldn't matter. You're going to die like that anyway, so you might as well just live your normal life. Yeah, you probably think I should stay away from that. But if you're definitely going to die using from that, then what's the point of trying to avoid it? Because eventually it'll get you, won't it? It's like Final Destination.
I was just about to say that.
It reminds me of that film. I can't remember what the film's
called. Final Destination.
No, it's
Final Destination 2.
It's got, they've got a
Final Destination 3.
Final Destination 14.
They've got a clock on their arm, and it basically it's.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I've seen that.
They can sell days.
Oh, what's that called?
I don't know. It was an alright film, that as well.
We watched it in media in study.
I think I watched it last year. The
Jesus, Simon, I don't
know. But you work for your days, you know.
Your currency is that, and they lose a job and that, don't they? And I'm going to have to Google that. You keep thinking what you're going to do.
See, I'm on the same concept as Rick. I mean, if I know that I've got X amount of days before I pop me clogs, that would just drive me absolutely, utterly. I'll be to take away. It would be awful. I cannot imagine nothing worse than knowing when you're actually going to die. Like this time next week, that's it. I'm going to be like no longer part of this earth.
I mean, you could get told you've got loads of time, but it still wouldn't matter. You'd still be like, it's like a full stop, and you get closer and closer to it. We all know we're going to die, but I think the beauty is that we just don't know when.
One benefit, though, you could do everything that you wanted to do before that date and know that you're not going to die doing it.
Take out a massive bank loan.
Yeah.
The day before, you could just go crazy. You're not going to die that day.
Yeah, but you are going to die the next day. And that's the thing, knowing that you are going to... That's it. There's no
thing
more.
Thing is, though, like... I ask this, I only think... Because, like, people... I know it's sad to say, but people who, like, terminally ill have sort of got that sort of ticket with them, haven't they? They know that it's going to come to an end at some point. So...
It's called In Time, by the way, I think.
In Time, that's the film.
Justin Timberland.
Yes.
Or Lake, or whatever it's called.
Yeah. So, it's sort of like, they know, and they sort of, some, you know, they sort of accept it, because they know, there's nothing else they can do.
Mm.
They're coming to the end of their life, and it's sort of like, so...
You'd maybe appreciate it more. You wouldn't be, if you knew when you're going to die, you're not going to spend it all just going to work every day, are you? You're going to change your life. You're going to be like, fuck money, I'm going travelling, I'm going...
I've only got this long left, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fella there that's...
Which we all should live like that, really.
Well, there's a fella there, I don't know if you've seen on Sky News, he's been actually diagnosed with this terminal anal...
Yes.
Have you seen it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually going to end his life, I think, tomorrow, actually.
He's got that clinic up
Sweden, in another country,
Switzerland or something like that. Euthanasia clinic. And he's going to end his life. He's made all the preparations. He's not backing out of it. He's going for it, like...
So there's somebody who knows.
And it's worked, well, I say it's worked out nice for him.
Yeah, but I mean, if, I think we're just on the concept of, like, you're not terminally ill. You know, you're a normal person. Not saying that terminally ill people are not normal, of course they are. But, you know, without any condition, you know when you're going to die. I think that's a concept that we're looking at, aren't we?
Yeah.
So... I'd rather know what I'm going to die of. I couldn't handle knowing when I'm going to die.
Mm.
I just couldn't handle it.
I couldn't live a normal life.
No.
But I'd make sure I had a good one. And really, we should all be doing that now.
See, I'd be more worried about knowing what I'm going to die of. In the sense of...
A craze. You'd never go near a craze.
It would scare me.
Because you've got no... You know, you're definitely going to die from that... Whatever that is.
Stay away from it.
What if there's a plane?
You wouldn't, because you're definitely going to die from it. So it doesn't matter about staying away from it. In the end, it's going to get you. And it's not going to prolong... Just by staying away from it, it's not going to make you live longer.
From something.
You're not going to live longer. You're going to still die as you were going to die all that time. At that time, that's planned. You just don't know when that time is, which is better than knowing exactly.
Well, in Final Destination, you're always going to die, and he dodged it. He's going to die in that
way. Yeah, well, that's a film. This is more important. This is sensible.
But now you can just stay away from it as much as you could until it happened.
Pointless. Because it's going to get you. And from what I've worked out in this, it's always going to happen at the time it knows it's going to happen by whatever that is.
Look,
what about cancer then? Right, you're going to die of cancer. Are you going to stay away from that?
That puts you under time. Man,
you're going to drown. Are you going to stay away from water?
You'd stay away from your bathtub, wouldn't you?
Oh, you're
it doesn't matter, because the way you're going to die is going to be at that specific time anyway. So by staying away from it, it's not going to make any difference, because it's going to get you when it had planned for it to get you. But yeah, how do you stay away from cancer? How do you stay away from having... You're going to have your head cut off.
Just do anything else.
Doesn't matter. You wouldn't know how it's going to happen.
I think that's the problem. You don't know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd be worried the fact that...
Yeah, I'd be worried.
If it was something mundane, like something stupid, you would have choked on a...
Funny you should say this. Anyway, last night I dreamt about you dying by steamroller.
Are you telling the truth here? Because I actually did dream that we were all in hell and we all had to try and get out.
You died as a security guard. You were.
That's kind of what he is now, isn't it?
Stopping someone pinching some makeup. Yeah, this is what I dreamt about. Oh, yeah. So you're gonna go to work tomorrow?
In a steamroller.
Yeah. Because
who nicked makeup? Seaside steamroller. It's not a great getaway.
It's all around the shop.
It was about 2 miles an hour.
Steamrolled it.
Yeah. I'm not like the same. I'm a lot faster, Sam. Don't worry.
It'd be like the same from Austin.
Come back. Yeah. Right. So I would want to know how, not when.
I think I would rather know when, not how.
That's hideous, isn't it? Come on.
No, because.
You would.
I think I'd do the same.
It's hard to
imagine, isn't it? I would do everything that I could.
You should be doing that now.
I know. Well, yeah, exactly.
But you could die next week.
But knowing what's going to kill you might stop you doing stuff. Like if you said, "Oh, you're going to die in a plane crash," you're not going to travel much.
You get on a.
You might not want to go outside.
I'd probably put myself into a false sense of security where anything could. Trigger off something else, like it'd be like.
I think you could maybe try and ignore, like just go right. I'm gonna die like that, but let's just whatever. Yeah. Just live as normal as I can. But knowing when you're gonna die, you could never just forget.
You know
that date. That date would be stuck in your head for the rest. You'd drive you mental.
You're not gonna die between then and there. So you'd do everything that you'd be scared to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you were saying, "Oh, jump out of a plane! I wanted to do that, but I'm too scared." You'd do it because you know you're gonna die here, not here.
You should just do that anyway.
Yeah, but if you...
It's like me kayaking in Port Aventura. I thought I was going to fucking die in them rocks.
Yeah, look, I've still got the scar.
It's on my foot.
Actually scarred, look.
Smashing.
I thought I was going
to... So what was yours? Yours is to know when. John, yours is to know how.
How?
Sam?
When?
When? Wow.
Split,
yeah. That was depressing, but it was good. I like that one.
I think
tomorrow I'm going to live like it's my last day.
I think we've had that question before. But
used it in the last week, haven't you?
I'll go to uni, I'll go and watch a movie.
Good last day.
Go to the gym.
Not
any mate.
Live my life.
Are you going to the gym tomorrow?
He dies by eating popcorn.
I might do. I'll see how I feel tomorrow.
You see how you feel tomorrow?
Are you going like?
After your 60 hours of sleep,
I know. See after a week off, I've just thinking about the gym makes me tired.
What a tit!
I need to. I'm wasting away again. So,
right, these poor listeners are listening to 15 minutes for about an hour now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for listening, you beautiful lot.
Yes.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.